This is the User Adoption Podcast with your host, Henrik Dagir.
Who are you and what do you do?
Hello, Henrik, and hello, everyone. My name is Sue Nabbitt-Moore, and I'm a passionate evangelist of customer success. You'll have probably gathered by my British accent. Yes, I am English originally, but I consider myself European in soul and have been based in Paris for some time, over 25 years. And that's where I've built my career. And over 20 years, let's say, of client-facing roles in sales, consulting, change management, and more recently, customer success leadership roles, I founded Success Track Enterprise, which alludes to Star Trek, if you're a Star Trek fan, which is an advisory company that helps companies, mainly here in Europe, to define and refine their customer success culture, their organization, their teams, their processes, their tools, and their data. And I'm also the co-founder of Success Chain, which is an online community to really connect suppliers and their customers to collaborate together to drive business outcomes. It really is about joining the dots between, on the supplier side, customer success teams, and on the customer side, the transformation teams who are actually going to be driving adoption. I'm also the initiator of different communities and events here in Europe that really try to bring together customer success professionals to learn and be inspired from each other's challenges, their best practices, and of course, their success stories.
So, how are you involved with user adoption?
Well, I think, Henrik, we can perhaps look a little bit on the career evolution I've had around user adoption. I first got involved in user adoption, let's say about 20 years ago when CRMs were first introduced here in France. And at that time, being a CRM project manager, it was pretty obvious just how difficult it was to get those sales teams really excited about using CRMs. And there was a lot of resistance from those users, quite a lot of apathy, sometimes a kind of wait and see attitude, and very little, if non-existent, top-down buy-in. And that was, for me, that was really the trigger to start doing change management. And I became a change management consultant, mainly for CRM implementations. But since then, I've evolved my career towards customer success, where, in fact, change management skill sets have been very beneficial. And now, as a consultant in customer success, part of my role is helping supplier companies put customer journeys into place where this actually helps their own customers to optimize the adoption of their solutions by their users. I mentioned, Henrik, earlier on that I'm the co-founder of Success Chain, and which really brings together suppliers and customers around a collaborative framework to drive mutual adoption and success. We really recognize that in this fast-paced digital world that we're in, for mutual success to really take place, that there really needs to be this user adoption, first of all, in different teams. And at Success Chain, this not only provides best practices which we're putting into place and teaching and educating our users in the community, but also there's coaching and training for customer success teams around user adoption. But also, we're educating customer success teams' customers on what they can do to ensure, let's say, their user adoption. So we really are advocating in Success Chain an approach which is very much saying it really takes two to tango for user adoption to really take place.
So what are the biggest challenges and successes you've seen with user adoption?
Yes, I would say we could start with the challenges. I think the biggest challenges I've ever seen with user adoption are around users being either indifferent, non-informed, lots of apathy, like I was talking about with the CRM experiences I had, or just completely resistant to change. And let's not forget that when we're talking about user adoption, it's not just about tech. it's really about human beings. The challenge, I think, with technology is getting those human beings, all of us, to change. I think new software often impacts the ways that we are working. And this means that, obviously, depending on the type of software and its complexity, there are many things which can, in fact, be impacted. So it could be the organization, it could be the processes, the decommissioned tools, the data collection workflows and how that data is actually collected and analyzed. And of course, the roles and responsibilities and even the compensation models of those impacted teams. So this means that human beings really need to move out of our comfort zones and into new territories where there is a promise of something better, of course. But at the beginning, there are no perceived benefits because at the beginning, of course, you know that those so-called quick wins, depending on what kind of software you're adopting, can take time. So I think with this in mind, I think the biggest success that I've seen in user adoption is when the human challenges, which I've just mentioned, are correctly addressed. And in my experience, successful cases of user adoption is when there is a real dual effort and commitment from both suppliers and customers. So first of all, from the customer side, I think that first of all, there has to be a shared statement around what future success looks like. So depending on the timeline, it could be 3 months, 6 months, 1 year, 2 years down the road. And then in order for that statement of success to really materialize, then we need to fix goals and related KPIs around those goals. And I think it's important that these goals, which have been fixed, need to have, obviously, the top-down buy-in through a cascade of sponsors. And each sponsor across the organization should know exactly what they need to do to drive user adoption and to drive the momentum within their teams. In some cases, there may be several levels of hierarchy. And I think there should also be top-down a really structured and committed change management plan to drive that user adoption. And that means when we're saying user adoption, obviously that goes beyond the go live, it goes beyond the implementation. It really should be sustained adoption so that users actually embed new routines, new behaviors into their way of doing things. And I think also one of the things that we mentioned around those goals is to have clear KPIs, which are consistently measured. And then if we see that there is something which is going kind of sidetrack, then the management, obviously, with the collaboration of the teams, need to put something into place to readdress that. And on the supplier side, of course, and particularly with customer success teams, I think there are lots of different things which I've seen. One of them is that from a product point of view, suppliers make it easy for the different user profiles which they've detected to navigate throughout their solutions. So this key could be, for example, via an in-app profile funneling based on the knowledge of the profiles, the different users that you have. It can be done through very pertinent in-app guidance, which could be either via videos, via in-app messaging, via bots, suggestions with pop-ups, etc. And any education tips in-app that really make the user's life easier to adopt, meaning they don't always have to leave the app in order to have enablement information, training tips, whatever. I think another thing as well, which is really decisive from the supplier point of view, is really creating a stellar onboarding experience for the users. And there are stats which prove that and which show that the onboarding milestone is really this make or break phase for customers to really decide whether or not they're going to continue their journey with you. So that's really important.
So what advice would you like to share with people working on improving user adoption?
Well, I think, as we were saying, that it takes two to tango. So probably first of all, from the customer side, I think it's important to involve those end users, the people who are going to be adopting the solution, in the process of selecting and implementing and then driving the adoption. So don't make decisions in ivory towers without involving those operational teams. They were the ones that would be actually adopting it. I think another important aspect is getting immediate managers involved. I think the biggest lever for driving user adoption is when the immediate managers of the user teams, those who are adopting, are directly implicated and driving teams to adopt solutions. And one of the tactics which managers can use is giving incentives for their teams around using the tools. And those incentives can be, for example, monthly campaigns, they can be goals and more long-term incentives. And these can even be included as part of the bonus system or part of the yearly reviews. And I think this really emulates a sense of collective purpose and aligns those user behaviors to drive adoption around the defined vision of success. I think from the supplier side, what is really important is to keep applications as simple and as intuitive as possible. I think a lot of the time, applications tend to be overcomplicated, which can give the perception of overwhelming users. I think a lot of the time, you know, we're very proud of introducing bells and whistles, and which are not really pertinent for the users. I think another thing from a product point of view is to really have a focus on designing applications with the different profile users in mind, which really helps the different profiles to focus on what is really pertinent for their specific needs. So, for example, certain user profiles may only be using perhaps 25-35% of the application capacity, but which perfectly meets their specific needs. So you might be falsely led to lead that, you know, that's not a good case of user adoption because it's only 30%. When in actual fact, that 30%, you know, has a very satisfied customer. So that's what we should be looking at. And I think also for customer success teams to be continually updating their customers on the best, say, use case practices. So this really means to provide guidance on how the tools are used, not just as a tool isolated, but how the tool is used within a context. And for this, we need to be completely on our toes as to what is happening in the industry. What are the best practices around contextualizing the tools? So this is, you know, something which we have to keep a benchmark on. And I think another important factor is for suppliers to help their customers not only measure adoption, but also how the adoption then correlates with consequent business performance results. So for that, I have a framework which I've called AMPM, which is an acronym, which means adoption measurement and performance measurement. And just to be brief and to give an example, CSMs can actually create a mapping which identifies the different user profiles, which I was mentioning, and correlate adoption patterns and corresponding performance results. And this is an example. For example, if you have a lead generation tool, which would require at least 100 identified contacts per week to be identified within that tool. So that's an example of an adoption measurement. In order to generate, let's say, a 2% increase in the lead conversion rate. So that is the performance measurement that is correlated to that.
So where can we learn more about user adoption and your work on the subject?
You can actually contact our Success Chain community. So our Success Chain community has a website, which is successchain.net. And that's where we're really talking about collaboration between suppliers and customers. And you can find lots of information on there. Of course, you can contact me. I'd be pleased to have a conversation with you directly. So I use LinkedIn a lot. So please contact me on LinkedIn. And of course, you can also reach out to me on my email, which is snabbitmore@successchain.net.
Well, thanks, Sue.
Thank you, Henrik. And may just I say to everybody who's listening, I have a slogan, which is may you succeed long and prosper, which is inspired from Star Trek.
For more on this, visit useradoptionpodcast.com. Don't forget to please subscribe, rate, and review. And for a book about this, check out useradoptionbook.com. Tune in next week for the next episode. Thanks for listening.